They didn't just disappear, they were erased. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
The way that, of course, you know, when he cut his finger, the top of it off, his solution, crazy glue. Not going and getting stitches like a normal person would do. No, because obviously that would create a bit of a trail. So let's go get some super glue. Let's hear his testimony to that.
So when I cut my finger that night, I had used scissors to cut. You know, the super glue bottle had actually, the tip had dried. Sometimes when I have an open super glue bottle, the tip dries and I have to cut the tip. Right? So I had to grab scissors in order to do that. And I inadvertently left blood on the scissors that I forgot to clean off. But once I cut the tip off the super glue bottle, I super glued the tip of my finger together. I believe my healing process is such that I would not have had such a nasty injury for 5 days. I can't speak to anyone else's healing process, but, you know, that is what it is.
He has that magical healing power because he's just that special. But super glue, this time it inhibited that from happening. Thoughts on that?
You know, he's just, during this examination, he's really trying to explain away all of these things that a reasonable person would look at and say, oh, that seems pretty incriminating. And the way he's doing it, it's just not overly effective. The tip of a finger using super glue, there are some, you know, DIY folks, or there are some folks who don't like hospitals and doctors and that kind of thing. But it didn't seem like that was his genuine position. It seemed like he was kind of trying to squirm out of these incriminating facts that the jury has already heard about.
Well, and the fact that the things he's trying to explain away don't really explain away most of the very damning evidence against him. Okay, you got some blood on on your scissors after you cut. That's your story. Explain the hat, explain the Nikes, explain the blaze orange, explain the DNA underneath Jeff Gurman's fingernail, explain your Google history. Like, no, it's like, it's all these other, like, look over here, this is reasonable. Yeah, but it really has nothing to do with the damning evidence against you.
Yeah, it's kind of a red herring in that sense, and it doesn't go to the central issues of the case. Like, the fact that you're talking about this super glue finger injury, what does that have to do with why your DNA is underneath this alleged victim's fingernail? Those are the things the jury wants to hear about. And jurors are smart. They can kind of see when someone is engaging in misdirection and deflection and self-serving explanations that don't really hold water. And I imagine that's the impression the jury has right now.
I have no doubt he probably used super glue and probably screwed that up too and got blood on the scissors. But what does it have to do with anything, other than he didn't go and get like professional help for it? That just, it's like, why are you even bringing this up? This just shows you truly chose not to go get help for it, and you did a DIY on your finger. I just, it doesn't make any sense. He was also very surprised when he was arrested. Here's his testimony about that.
The search warrant was obtained, and I got pulled over early in the morning on September 7th, 2022. The officers came at me with their guns drawn, yelling at me, and I was basically coming from dropping off my stepson at school, getting ready to go home to pick up one of my other daughters and then take her to school. And so they just, I don't know where, three police cars just run up on me from the back, and I just scared. I had no idea what was going on. I mean, yeah, they basically yell at me to just stand. I can't remember exactly what they said, but, you know, they're yelling at me. They patted me down. They handcuffed me. They threw me in the back of a patrol car. I asked them what I did. I asked them, you know, can I call somebody? Can I do anything? I mean, I did this for over an hour and a half. Just tell me what's going on. Tell me what's, you know, I mean, obviously at this point, I had my suspicions because of, like, the whole, you know, do all that thing. But they wouldn't tell me what was going on. They just left me there. And the whole time, my family didn't know where I was. As far as I know, my daughter was expected for me to come home and take her to school. I was distraught already by that point. It was my understanding that if I went to the Summerlin Area Command for them to just take this DNA and to take photographs of me, that I would be allowed to just come right back to my vehicle and go on my way.
So is this like a ploy for pity or understanding? Oh my gosh, these three cops came up to me and they arrested me and my kids are expecting me. Oh goodness. Yeah. With the evidence they had on you, they're going to do that. That's how that sort of thing works. I'm not quite sure what his goal was with that testimony there.
You know, when you're defense, you have to play the hand you're dealt, even if it's a bad hand. Mm-hmm. And that's at least something that could get some traction. You know, there's a lot of societal concern about overreach and in terms of policing. And so that kind of thing, it is trying to get sympathy, but the way he's doing it, it just makes him look like he's casting himself as the victim here instead of the guy who was stabbed to death. And I think that he just lays it on way too thick and it's not going to be well received.
Yeah, I don't think it's being well received at all. There's still cross to take place, which will be very fascinating to watch. When the jury gets this, and like I said, by the time this airs, we already may have a verdict, but what's your prediction? Once the jury gets this, how long to return a verdict?
You know, there aren't many cases that are a slam dunk. That's no. Rarely seen in criminal law. However, here the prosecution kind of has the goods. And Tellis, with his Hail Mary pass in his testimony, is just not connecting, in my opinion. So I think we're going to get a guilty verdict. I think the deliberation is going to be rather short.
Yeah, I'm going to go like Lens Crafters in about an hour. We'll see.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.